G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Today is part 4. John chapter 10, verses 7 to 11 and 14 to 15. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Throughout the Old Testament, God is seen as a shepherd and his people are the sheep of his keeping. The sheep are always God's, even though he temporarily entrusted them to people such as Moses to care and tender for them. Therefore Moses and others like him, such as the true prophets, were forerunners to Jesus. Here Jesus proclaims that he is the door or gate to salvation. It is through Jesus that salvation is found, and through him alone is the door or gate. People are led safe and sound into spiritual freedom, spiritual light, and spiritual sustenance. Unlike others who come only to steal, to kill, and to destroy, Jesus Christ offers spiritual safety and nourishment. Those are his explicit claims. Jesus does not just offer a way out, but he also offers a way in. The security offered by Jesus Christ alone is because he alone is always in close proximity to those who follow him. Jesus Christ calls all those who follow him by name, and they know each other. And Jesus is the great shepherd only through the sacrifice that he must make for his sheep. Here, Jesus Christ is looking ahead to the sacrifice which he makes on the cross in just a few short months. His love for all of humanity compels him to make the ultimate sacrifice. Just as all shepherds will endanger themselves for the safety of their sheep, so too will Jesus endure the pain and the suffering of the cross so that people can be led into the safety of God's kingdom. It's in this role of shepherd that Jesus exhibits true leadership, which is selfless and sacrificial. Ezekiel 34 verse 11 tells of God searching out for his sheep among all nations, and that this is fulfilled through Jesus. Through Jesus' perfect, obedient, and voluntary sacrifice on the cross, not only will salvation be available to the Jews, if they take it up, but also to those of the other nations. John 10, verse 16. Jesus, I am the good shepherd.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.